SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. And just in from Capitol Hill, word that the House has approved a bill that could ultimately lead to a U.S. ban on TikTok. The bill approved on a vote of 352 to 65. Texas Republican Dan Crenshaw says a popular video sharing app is a national security threat and also an invasion of Americans' privacy.
TikTok is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is in China. And when you're in China, you have to do whatever the Chinese Communist Party says you have to do. That's according to the national intelligence law passed in 2017. If they want you to spy for them, you will spy for them.
That legislation requires ByteDance to divest itself of TikTok or see it banned in the U.S. Bill now heads to the Senate for consideration. The judge who's overseeing the Georgia election interference case has dismissed several of the charges against former President Trump. However, other charges remain in place. Also at SRNNews.com, the special counsel in the Biden classified documents case takes heat from both sides of the aisle at a congressional hearing.
Democrats accused Special Counsel Robert Hur of disparaging the president by questioning Joe Biden's age and mental competence.
My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair.
And he responded to Republican complaints of a double standard that the president faces no criminal charges while Donald Trump does.
Partisan politics had nothing to do with the work that I did or the report that I wrote or the decision that I reached.
Hur stood steadfastly by his 345-page report. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden says another $300 million in military aid for Ukraine is far from enough. The Pentagon says it is sending that aid package to Ukraine, while the president continues to press Congress to approve more aid. Wall Street, the Dow up 158 points. This is SRN News. India is implementing a citizenship law that excludes Muslims.
The Citizenship Amendment Act provides a fast track to naturalization for many religious groups who fled to Hindu-majority India from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan before 2015. Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, and Christians are among those who will qualify for naturalization, but the law excludes Muslims. The law was approved in 2019, but Prime Minister Modi announced the implementation weeks before he seeks a third term in office. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Award-winning Christian singer Jeremy Camp is recovering from successful heart surgery. His wife wrote on Instagram that the surgery was a success, but it'll take a few months to fully heal. She thanked her husband's doctor and staff and everyone's prayers. Jeremy Camp announced last weekend that he had been diagnosed with AFib and that the abnormal heart rhythm had made things difficult. This is SRN News. The New York Times is fighting off Wordle clones.
The paper argues numerous games inspired by the popular word-guessing game infringe on its copyright protections. After Wordle skyrocketed to internet fame, hundreds of copycats have emerged, and the Times now sending takedown notices to those behind some of the lookalikes, one of which created a Wordle clone project. It provides instructions on how to create a knockoff version. Jason Walker reporting.
President Vladimir Putin says that Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if there is a threat to Russian statehood, sovereignty, or independence. Interviewed by Russian state TV, Putin said he hoped that the U.S. would avoid any escalation that could trigger a nuclear war. However, the Russian president emphasizes that Russia's nuclear forces are ready for such a conflict. More details, SRNNews.com.